If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
Your listeners, you can search for Pascal Leblanc on Spotify. It's Pascal with an E at the end. And the best place to buy my music is on Bandcamp. Also, if you're interested in having the coming album ready on your listening music platform, there's a pre-save link where you can subscribe. It's ffm.to/Pascal Leblanc_entre l'érable et le cocotier.
Thank you for your interview today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to Pascal Leblanc speaking about her music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
The fight for the good of Brazil. We will use the weapons that our adversaries fear the most. The truth that prevails over the lies. The hope that conquers fear. And the love that defeats hatred. Long live Brazil. And long live the Brazilian people.
In Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is inaugurated as the new president, marking a stunning comeback leader and president as he replaces far-right President Jair Bolsonaro, who boycotted the ceremony and fled to Orlando, Florida, while he faces multiple criminal investigations. We'll get the latest. Then, after years of legal challenges from former President Donald Trump, Congress releases 6 years of his tax returns.
These tax returns contain relatively little information and not information that almost anybody would understand. They're extremely complex. The radical Democrats' behavior is a shame upon the U.S. Congress.
That's Trump's response. We'll speak with Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist David K. Johnston, who says the tax returns show Trump knowingly committed brazen tax fraud. He's the author of The Big Cheat, How Donald Trump Fleeced America and Enriched Himself and His Family, as well as Perfectly Legal, the covert campaign to rig our tax system to benefit the super rich and cheat everybody else. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The 118th United States Congress officially begins today with lawmakers taking their oaths of office amidst a leadership fight in the House of Representatives. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is the front-runner to be elected Speaker of the House, but appears short of the 218 votes needed to clinch a victory in the first round of voting. That's despite a major concession McCarthy made to far-right Republicans over the weekend when he agreed to a rule that would allow a snap election at any time to oust him from the role of House Speaker. Among the new Congress members to be sworn in today is Republican George Santos of New York, who's facing mounting outrage and a number of investigations after he admitted he lied about his work, his education, his family history on his resume and campaign platform. Federal and state investigations have been launched against Santos. Meanwhile, Brazilian authorities also announced this week they're planning to revive fraud charges against Santos, stemming from a 2008 incident in which Santos reportedly used a stolen checkbook and false name to make a $700 purchase in Rio de Janeiro. The criminal charges were approved by a Brazilian judge in 2011, but by then Santos was already living in New York. He reportedly confessed to the fraud while still in Brazil, but has recently denied having committed any crimes. In Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has been sworn in to a third term as president. Lula spoke to hundreds of thousands of supporters in the capital, Brasilia, Sunday, pledging to fight poverty, invest in education and health, and halt illegal logging in the Amazon rainforest.
na luta pelo bem do Brasil.
In the fight for the good of Brazil, we will use the weapons that our adversaries fear the most. The truth that prevails over the lies, the hope that conquers fear, and the love that defeats hatred. Long live Brazil, and long live the Brazilian people.
E viva o povo brasileiro.
The far-right former president Jair Bolsonaro boycotted Sunday's ceremony, leaving Brazil Friday, flying to Orlando, Florida, after first refusing to concede the election to Lula. We'll have more on Lula's historic third presidential term after headlines. The World Health Organization has once again called on China to share real-time data on China's massive surge in coronavirus cases amidst dire predictions that China could face over a million COVID deaths this year. The World Health Organization is seeking information on hospitalizations, infections, deaths, and wants genetic sequencing data that could help identify the emergence of dangerous new coronavirus variants. In a New Year's address, Chinese President Xi Jinping defended his government's handling of the pandemic while acknowledging the former zero COVID policy had taken a toll on China.
After arduous efforts, we've overcome unprecedented difficulties and challenges, which were not easy for everyone. At present, the epidemic prevention and control is entering a new phase. It is still a time of struggle. Everyone is persevering and working hard, and the dawn lies ahead.
In Europe, a massive heat dome has brought unseasonably warm winter weather that shattered records in at least seven countries. Weekend temperatures soared by as much as 36 degrees Fahrenheit above normal over a vast region stretching from France to western Russia. This comes after Europe logged its warmest year on record in 2022. Palestinians have condemned a visit by Israel's newly installed national security minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem. It was Ben-Gvir's first public act since he was sworn in last week to the most far-right government in Israel's history. He was previously convicted of racist incitement against Arabs and supporting a terrorist group. The Palestinian Foreign Ministry called his visit to Al-Aqsa under heavy security and unprecedented provocation. And a spokesperson for Hamas said it would lead to more conflict.
It is clear that the members of the current government are more extreme than any previous one. Neither the U.S. nor the international community nor the regional powers can stop the extremists of this government. Therefore, if this behavior continues, it will bring us all to a big conflict and a real battle on the ground.
In the occupied West Bank, Israeli forces shot and killed two Palestinians and wounded three others in a raid on a village outside Jenin overnight Sunday. The killings came as Israel's army worked to demolish the family homes of two Palestinians who were killed in a shootout in September. This is Hani Abed, whose home was demolished.
They made two families homeless. They were vengeful. And this is collective punishment. If they could, they would demolish the entire area. The policy that the occupation implements will definitely not bring the result they are expecting. It will not break our spirit. On the contrary, this will make people more determined and steadfast, God willing.
Iran's top woman chess player has fled to Spain after receiving threats not to return to Iran for competing at an international tournament in Kazakhstan without a hijab. Iranian law requires women to wear a headscarf in public, even when visiting other countries. Sarasadat Khadim al-Sharia. His decision was seen as a gesture in solidarity with anti-government protests that erupted in Iran in September in response to the death of Mahsa Amini in the custody of Iranian so-called morality police. In related news, several Iranian soccer players were arrested after attending a New Year's Eve party with women and where alcohol was served. The players were current and former members of one of Tehran's prominent soccer clubs. A local media outlet said many of the detained soccer players had also expressed support for the mass protests. Ukraine's military says 400 Russian conscripts were killed and another 300 wounded in a massive New Year's Day missile strike in the Russian-occupied Donetsk region. In a rare admission of heavy battlefield losses, Russia's defense ministry acknowledged dozens of troops were killed but gave a much lower death toll.
Russian air defense systems shot down two HIMARS missiles. As a result of the strike by four rockets with high explosive warheads against the temporary deployment point, 63 Russian servicemen were killed.
Even if the lower death toll is accurate, it was one of the deadliest single attacks on Russian forces since the start of the war last February. It came as Russia began 2023 by firing a barrage of cruise missiles across Ukraine just after midnight, New Year's Day. At the Vatican, tens of thousands of people have paid final respects to Pope Benedict as he lay in state in St. Peter's Basilica. Benedict died Saturday at the age of 95. In 2013, he shocked the Catholic Church when he became the first pontiff to resign in almost 600 years. His tenure was marked by widening sexual abuse scandals in the Catholic Church. A 2021 report found Benedict failed to act in at least four cases of sexual abuse by priests when he was the Archbishop of Munich. Benedict was a fierce opponent of abortion, birth control, and LGBTQ plus rights. He opposed reforms to the Catholic Church, including allowing women to join the clergy. And as a cardinal, he led a campaign to stamp out liberation theology and to silence and expel priests who taught it. In Mexico, at least 17 people were killed after gunmen attacked a prison in the northern border city of Juarez Sunday. The Associated Press reports at least two dozen prisoners escaped, identified by local officials as members of a drug gang with ties to a powerful cartel. The drug lord Rafael Caro Quintero is reportedly among the escapees. Juarez, located across the border from El Paso, Texas, has been an epicenter of drug violence since the launch of the U.S.-backed so-called war on drugs that's killed tens of thousands of Mexicans. The state of Missouri is slated to execute the first openly transgender woman in U.S. history. 49-year-old Amber McLaughlin is scheduled to die by lethal injection today unless a request for clemency is approved by Missouri's Republican Governor Mike Parsons. Her clemency plea details her traumatic childhood, facing horrific abuse from a foster parent and her adoptive father. She suffered from a brain injury and fetal alcohol syndrome, struggled with severe mental health issues as an adult, having attempted suicide several times. She was convicted of murder and other charges in 2006. The jury in her case was deadlocked over her sentencing, but Missouri law allows the trial judge to issue a sentence in those cases, including the death penalty. She transitioned during her time in death row, would also be the first woman executed in Missouri since 1976. The House Ways and Means Committee released 6 years' worth of Trump's tax returns Friday. The release contains thousands of pages of tax documents for Trump and his wife, Melania, along with business returns for several of Trump's hundreds of companies for the years he ran for president and was in office. The records reveal Trump paid just $750 in federal income tax during his first year in office in 2017. He paid no tax in his last year in office as president in 2020. Later in the broadcast, we'll speak with the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist David K. Johnston, who says the returns show Trump knowingly committed brazen tax fraud. And in sports news, Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin remains hospitalized in critical condition after he suffered a cardiac arrest on the field Monday night's game against the Cincinnati Bengals. The 24-year-old collapsed less than 6 minutes into the game's first quarter after making a tackle. Medical staff administered CPR and used a defibrillator to restore his pulse before bringing an ambulance onto the field. The game was indefinitely suspended as other football players wept. Hamlin was rushed to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, where he was intubated and sedated. Hamlin's injury came just minutes after Bills defensive back Taron Johnson left the game with a head injury, and just days after the Miami Dolphins quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, suffered his third head injury of the season following a concussion that left him hospitalized in Week 4. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. When we come back, we go to Brazil, where Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was inaugurated as the new president, marking a stunning comeback for the former union leader. We'll get the latest. Stay with us.
Dá uma geral, faz um bom defumador, encha a casa de flor que eu tô voltando. Pegue uma praia, aproveita, tá calor, vai pegando uma cor que eu tô voltando. Faz um cabelo bonito pra eu notar, que eu só quero mesmo é despentear. Quero te agarrar, pode se preparar, porque eu tô voltando. Põe pra tocar na vitrola o nosso som, estranho a camisola, tô voltando. Dá folga pra empregada, manda criança, dá pra casa da avó que eu tô voltando. Diz que eu só volto amanhã se alguém chamar, telefone não deixa nem tocar. Quero lá, lá, lá.
Means I'm returning by Simone and Zelius Duncan.
Welcome back to CKUT. It's time for a little weather. Wednesday will show scattered flurries with a high of 1 degree Celsius. Thursday will accumulate a light snow with a high of minus 2 degrees Celsius. Friday there will be scattered flurries and a high of minus 1 degree Celsius. Saturday will also share scattered flurries and a high of minus 1 degree Celsius, and this will carry on through to Sunday. Sunday will be mainly sunny with a high of minus 8 degrees Celsius. Monday will be mainly sunny with a high of minus 2 degrees Celsius. And finally, Tuesday will be cloudy with sunny breaks and a high of minus 2 degrees Celsius. And that's all the weather for on the New Spins Library.
Mi corazón sin reparación. A ver si un día regresas, a ver si un día te acuerdas de lo que dije. A ver si un día escuchas esta canción. Mi corazón sin reparación. A ver si un día regresas, a ver si un día te acuerdas de lo que dije, de lo que pasó. A ver si un día escuchas esta canción. No quiero traerlo puesto, me pesa sentirlo dentro. No quiero escuchar lamentos, ay, cómo molesta, retuerce y da vueltas. Mejor me lo saco, mejor me lo quito. Al corazoncito, mejor me lo arranco.
does it feel like I'm dying inside? Dying inside. I'm not perfect for you. I know you hate what I do. You think my dream will come true. I don't care what you say. I wanna touch the sky. Light it up with a thousand lights. I wanna be proud of my dark clothes. Of my dark clothes. Of my dark clothes. It's not easy, it's not fine. When all you do is cry. I found no reason why I'm so lost inside. I'm so lost inside. It's not easy, it's not fine. When all you do is cry. I found no reason why I'm so lost inside.
I'm J.P. Mortier, and you are listening to the New Spins Library on C.K.U.T.
I'm a chameleon, see my color changes. See where you be feeding from, a lust for you be fading. Ooh, a chameleon, ready for a change, yeah, yeah. Stir it up, old colors never fade, nah. A chameleon, yeah, I'm blending in, yeah. Mix it up, these tones are coming from within. Ooh, a chameleon, colors like the rainbow. Without these nuances, I wouldn't have the same glow. Wet paint, this is slippery.
Slippery,
playing with the fate of what is meant to be. Check my destiny, what is written in the stars.
Whoa.
Talking about astrology, this tour is going hard.
To the current, or what has been.
Has been.
I can't adopt, I can handle most things.
Most things.
Try me in down or uphill, I'm sure to melt down.
Chameleon, check my tendencies, yeah, yeah. Keeping it organically, whoa, whoa. Staying true to the roots, even overseas. Not a straight path, I'll get there eventually. Yeah, I know that I'm vain.
Cosmetic.
This from top to toe, yeah, I care for the aesthetic. Dressing up to reflect, dressing up to impress. These are stains from the dye, it adds up to the effect. Cause I'm here to set a brand, I'm here to make a mark. But this shit is permanent, this the stuff you can't wash off. So don't try to transform, I'm taking different shapes. Might be far from home, still the candle on the cake.
To the current, or what has been. I can't adapt, I can handle most things. Try me in down or uphill, I'm sure to melt in. I've seen places, yeah, I can't comply. No one or two things on how to get by. Try me in head or tailwind, I'm sure to melt in.
Have you ever looked at pictures of your grandparents when they were young and wondered why they're significantly smaller now? This week on In the Shower, we answer, why do old people shrink?
In the shower with Taz and Marcus, 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 in the shower with Taz and Marcus.
Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome to In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, a bite-sized, informative podcast that's aimed to be listened to while you're in the shower, but really you can listen to it anywhere at all.
Have you ever wondered if space ends?
Or why our hair turns grey?
Or how glass is made?
Or what exactly an itch is?
If you're the type of person who's looking for answers to questions like this and all the other mysteries of the world, you've come to the right place.
We've answered all of those questions ready for your listening ears, and today we're about to answer one more.
So step into the cubicle as we answer, why do old people shrink?
In the shower with Taz and Marcus, 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 in the shower with Taz and Marcus.
This week's question comes from my very, very best friend, Miss Neve Green, and it was her birthday yesterday, so happy birthday, Neve.
Happy birthday, Neve.
Happy birthday, Neve. And Neve Green, one thing about Neve Green, she loves old people.
She does love old people.
She loves old
she
people.
She loves one thing, it's old people.
It's old people. She signed up for an Irish charity called Alone, where they kind of pair up older people with younger people to essentially kind of just like hang out and get to know each other and chat. It's like a mentoring system, but basically it's as the charity would suggest, it's to make sure old people don't feel alone. But I've never seen someone so excited to make a new friend as Neve is to meet her old person.
It's actually really, really lovely. Seeing her enthusiasm and seeing the work that the charity Alone do has actually made me want to sign up. So if you want to hang out with an old person, do check out Alone if you're in Ireland or the relevant charities wherever you are.
Old people are absolutely amazing. They have so much life experience. And I feel like as a young population, we don't appreciate them enough, I think.
Do you know what? Like, I feel we can get so caught up in a bubble of hanging out with people our own age that I honestly can't remember the last time I had a conversation with like a properly old person. I think it was like a while ago. Like I sat down and had dinner with my granny one on one. And
we have established that old people are class. But Marcus, why do they shrink?
Do you know what? I can't wait to get to the bottom of this one. So I'm guessing it has something to do with the weight of life on their shoulders.
The weight of the world on their shoulders. Okay, so there's a couple of reasons why old people shrink.
Okay, before we get to the explanation, just to start off, like, it's not a rumor, it's not a myth. Like, old people do actually shrink.
They absolutely do. Like, I want to dedicate this episode to my granny Glennon. Alice Glennon has definitely gotten smaller. She's 95 years old and she is smaller and hence therefore cuter than ever before. It is a true fact, old people shrink. And believe it or not, we start shrinking around the age of 30.
What?
Yep.
I'm going to be 30 in about 2 months. Like, are you saying that it's gonna start now? Like, that? What?
Yep. Begins at the age of 30.
Are you serious?
Yep. It's mad. So.
Oh no. So like it's all downhill.
Literally. Okay. So between the ages of 30 and 70, men tend to lose about 1 inch of height and women tend to lose around 2 inches.
That is a significant amount.
It
wow.
really is, isn't it? Like 2 inches is a significant amount. So the medical community kind of believes that people shrink for several reasons.
So go on. Enlighten us.
Well, interestingly, we actually lose height on a daily basis. Measure yourself in the morning and again at bedtime and you'll see that you've lost about 1 centimetre over the day. That's because gravity pulls you down to the surface of the earth, essentially compressing our bodies.
Compressing our bodies. It makes me sound like a tureen. Some kind of Riette from a foodies out there.
That can be like your excuse now for staying in bed.
What? I don't want to be compressed.
Stressed and compressed. Is real. So the flexible discs between the bony bits in our spines, which are mostly water, get squashed down until we lie down. Then they kind of fill out again. So astronauts have been shown to grow about 7 centimetres when they go into space, as they don't, of course, have gravity pulling on them.
So we're actually getting shorter every single minute of the day. That is madness and something that I never knew before. Like a lot of the time I have a bit of an idea about the subjects we're talking about, but I didn't know that we are literally being compressed by gravity. Well, okay, so next reason. Is it as terrifying as the last?
Okay, yeah. So like moving on to anatomy, I suppose, is the next place to go. The part of our body involved in our stature, which is of just the way we stand up, are there bones, cartilage and muscle. As we age, all of these things undergo changes. As people age, they lose bone mass. This is because bone is a more active tissue than most people think, constantly breaking down old bone and replacing it with new bone throughout our lives.
It's actually insane. Like, you know what, shout out to the human body, because like when you think that the human body or any kind of living creature has an ability to heal itself, like when someone breaks a bone, the body will just grow a new bone or like fuse it back together. It's crazy. Like, did you ever see like videos of, you know, soccer players or sports people like breaking their legs and like, you know, their shins hanging at a right angle and they're screaming and
yeah.
You see them playing again like yeah. a year
it's
later.
Crazy.
Like that's your human
body healing itself. It's absolutely madness.
That is madness. Yeah.
Madness. But anyway, with age, the rate of absorption begins to outpace the rate of new bone formation and bones tend to get more weak and essentially kind of spongy.
Okay, so the bones aren't as strong. So essentially, they don't stand up as well.
Pretty,
and that affects
pretty much.
Height,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This tends to be more pronounced in women because it's accelerated by the lack of estrogen after menopause. As bones become more spongy, they tend to compress, causing people to lose height. As the years go by, cartilage gets worn away and compressed. This process occurs in the discs in the back and causes older people to lose a lot of that height.
So you're essentially losing a teensy-weensy bit of height in between each vertebrae and in between each cartilage, so all the joints in
your knees.
And so, wow, okay, so far we've been compressed by the galaxy. We have been, you know, spongy boned, and then all your cartilage and everything is wearing down, your bones are disappearing, women don't have enough estrogen after menopause, so
it's all downhill.
They're absolutely shagged.
So moving on from the bone and kind of getting more into, moving on from the bone and cartilage, muscle has a huge role to play in this as well. So muscles help maintain posture, and as we age, muscle is lost and replaced with fat, a condition called sarcopenia.
I'm pretty sure it's a condition called not going to the gym right now for Marcus.
Yeah, imagine. Yeah. Have you put on weight? It's my sarcopenia.
It's my sarcopenia, yeah. I just suffer from this thing where my muscles are being replaced with fat. I have prescribed myself 9 cheeseburgers a day. That is a cruel condition.
It's a cruel,
it
cruel
really
condition.
It really is. Sarcopenia. There you go. Do you know what? If you're ever calling in sick to work, tell them that you have a nasty case of sarcopenia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Nasty.
But yeah, without muscle, this leads to poor posture, of course, giving the illusion that even more height has been lost.
That's crazy. So is that what causes like humpbacks?
That's exactly it.
In kind of elderly people. That
yeah, so a huge thing about
you're
elderly...
You're losing muscle, so you can't actually maintain a straight posture.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of older people maybe even look smaller just because they're kind of bent over as opposed to actually being shorter in height.
Okay.
Ready for the next reason?
Are there more reasons?
There's one more reason.
Wow. Okay. Look, this is a lot more than I thought.
Really? Yeah.
Do you know what? We may be shrinking by the minute, but I feel that my knowledge on the subject has grown.
Oh, so nice one, Marcus.
Swings and roundabouts. So go on, we have one more reason.
Okay, one more reason. It's in your feet.
Feet, like my feet.
Your feet. So the arches of your feet tend to flatten a bit as we age, which can drop you down a tiny bit in the measuring tape as well.
Oh, that makes sense. So there's a whole host of reasons. Gravity every day, compressing our bodies, cartilage wearing away over time, muscle mass not being able to hold posture as well, and sarcopenia where all your muscle turns to fat and you bend over and you can't stand up because you've no muscle but you've loads of fat. And then to add it all, the arches of your feet kind of eventually flattening, right?
Yep.
So it's clearly extremely natural. But is there anything a person could do to prevent shrinkage? Shrinkage is a great word, by the way. I love the word shrinkage. But is there... Yeah, so what can people do?
Sort of. Okay, sort of. So as you said, it is extremely natural and let's face it, makes old people so much cuter. But there are a few things you can do to try and slow down the process.
You can go to space
and gain
7 centimetres.
Everybody should get to go to space. I wonder in my lifetime, will I get to go to space?
Well, do you know what? Like when you look at how much space travel has progressed in the last 10 years, I wouldn't be surprised. Like when you look that we're going to see our first space tourists in the next year, I think.
Really? Next year?
Next year or two, yeah. There's a Japanese businessman who's going to space with Elon Musk, I think.
Holy moly.
I think.
Yeah.
Now, they're both mental billionaires, but like, you know, all of that trickles down. And once it becomes tested.
Completely.
Then space tourism could absolutely. But you know, you can do zero gravity flights.
No.
Where basically like the plane goes up like really, really high and then almost goes into a controlled nosedive.
Oh,
yeah,
that sounds terrifying.
Look it up. I can't remember exactly what it's called. Just look up zero gravity.
So you're
flight
you're
on
YouTube. Floating, essentially.
You float, yeah, and it's like the same.
It's like a skydive, but you're inside the plane.
Basically, yeah. But like you're not falling like because your pressure, it's weird looking. Yeah,
that's
I just remember seeing
a
video of a thing and one guy just like his head just flies into someone's nuts and in space no one can hear you scream, but on a zero gravity flight everyone has cameras and they can all hear you scream. So
anyway other than going to space, there are several habits that can help you maintain as much height as possible. These habits, I feel, are all the token habits we should do to be better at life.
Don't drink, exercise more, don't eat shitty food, don't be overweight, do not under any circumstances do any of the things that you actively enjoy in your life.
Pretty much, to be honest. So yeah, maintaining proper posture, regular physical activity, not smoking, not drinking alcohol, not drinking caffeine excessively, avoiding extreme dieting, never taking steroids, and maintaining good nutrition will all keep you as tall as the Empire State Building.
Right. Well, there you have it. That is why old people shrink, and they do shrink. So, Taz, any facts to end the episode?
Yes, I've got some great facts. This is like the best bit of the episode is the facts that we have. Okay. Are you ready?
Go on. So what are our facts about here?
Okay, so snoring. So, okay, basically these facts are all going to be about old age.
Yeah.
There's very little facts about old age shrinkage. So yeah. These are those facts about old age. So snoring increases in men and women as they age. 60% of men and 40% of women over the age of 60 will begin to snore when sleeping due to breathing difficulties.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm like 30 years early.
Yeah, Marcus erupts. Like sometimes he snores so loudly that I think he's going to wake up the next morning with a hoarse voice. So like, I don't know. I don't understand the chords or what is happening in your head that you can snore so loudly.
Do you know what? Like, what's incredible is I don't hear it. Like, I'm generating so much. I've seen videos of myself snoring and like...
He vibrates.
Now, I work in nightclubs a lot of the time and I've, you know, kind of very light tinnitus. And I've often wondered, is that condition spurred on by... me like snoring every single night?
I don't know.
Anyway,
next one. Older women may have sex less often than when they were younger, but apparently they make a count. In a study of women 40 and older, researchers found that sexual satisfaction improved with age. Women over 80 were more likely than those between 55 and 79 to say they were satisfied during sex.
I'd say if you're having sex at 80, you're pretty satisfied just to be having it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's not necessarily, like, you might not have you know, hit the finish line or anything like that, but you're probably happy to just survive, to not have a heart attack, you know? That's...
Anyway, one more. Are you ready?
Go on.
Around the time the hair on your head starts to disappear, it can show up in the strangest places. They can mean large hairs in older guys' noses, like actually out of the tips of noses and ears, and older women may notice small hairs on their chinny chin chins. This is all caused by changes in our hormones.
So what you have to look forward to as you age is shrinking, all of your muscle getting replaced with fat. Apparently, increased sexual satisfaction, but also your hair disappearing off your head and reappearing everywhere else.
Sounds fantastic.
In the show with Tez and Marcus, 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 in the show with Tez and Marcus.
Well, there you have it. Old people are great. They may shrink, but they're class.
Do you know what? I think it's not necessarily that they shrink. It's just their awesomeness concentrates.
Interesting perspective on it.
There
I like
you go.
It. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of In the Shower with Taz and Marcus. If you liked what you've just heard, then good news, we have tons, over 80 episodes answering every kind of question imaginable, weird, wacky and wonderful. You can binge listen to them, you can listen to them one at a time, but you will be a more interesting dinner party guest if you listen to them all.
If you have a question that you want to ask us, and trust us, there is no question too silly, too obscure, too abstract. All questions are considered by us. You can send it to us on Facebook or Instagram. Just look up In the Shower with Taz and Marcus on either of them. And we look forward to hearing you. If you want to get us on email, Taz, what is that address?
If you want to drop us a question or just say hi, you can get us at intheshowerpodcast@gmail.com.
So next week's question, Taz.
Next week's question comes from our dedicated listener, Bevan. Is it Bevan or Baby?
Bevan, she has asked, why do humans like roller coasters?
That episode is going to be out next Monday in time for your morning shower. But in the meantime,
keep scrubbing.
In the shower with Tez and Marcus, 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 in the shower with Tez and Marcus.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Just a little spoon of your friend.
precious love that inspires my soul. I'm crazy about that. Men are crazy about that. People die for that.
As the struggle moves round and
gonna say, my love. Tomorrow everything will be just fine. Gonna say,
as a youth. Wait, take a few steps back, let's get loose. If you need evidence, here's the proof. Thoughts been sinking, my shit's been leaking, but I stay buoyant, keep on keeping. Fucking with girls that be TLC creeping. Honestly, honesty's just an option, a thin red line of separation. Your emotion, my opinion, cross the threshold and keep your mind open. Let it go even if your heart's still frozen. Broke myself so I can't be broken. Don't be mad cause I might be chosen. Don't be mad cause I caught you posing. I might be a problem, probably nothing. Having a nightmare, wake up dreaming. Nights would stay in the evening, everything can't be even Stevens. Like you weren't always for the win, like you would never cheat for your kin. Well, in the end, in the end. Tripping the next man. Why are you out on the streets, angry and yelling? End of the day, we all know that you're bluffing. End of the day, I'm trying to make something. End of your wave, but I'm still surfing. Stuck on the beach, yeah, you're hurting. Stick to your word, now you start running. Hot the last chick, slipping, sprinting in the opposite direction of her intentions. Practice forgiveness, but learn my lessons. Takes many shapes, but it's all a blessing. Take a few puffs of the joint I'm burning. Take a few dabs off the rig I'm bunning. Give you that innocent, ooey bubbling. Straight and narrow, now I'm stumbling. Back to basics, back to business. I never forgot them. Back to the fact that money can't solve your problems. Well, okay, not all, just most of them. Income don't match motivation. Take my art to a new elevation. Can't sell my soul, but I'll give you an organ. Pull my heart through my abdomen. If that's the price of admission, hand with fist is quite a bargain. Think you're hungry? Well, I'm starving. Think you're hungry? Well, I'm starving. Like, hey, I can feel a new sensation. Hey, I can feel the earth's rotation. But don't mean shit if there's no good reason. If there's no good reason, it don't mean shit. There's no good reason. No, 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 it don't. It don't.
Thank you.
Yeah, we should produce it for the album. Why not?
What's the album?
Confessions in the Circle.
Okay, what's the theme?
The theme is it's kind of like secular soul music. So confessions that people give to the Circle. The Circle is like just a shape of community, right? That you find all over the place. And so the songs I've written are mostly like loving confessionals, followed by some type of affirmation in the chorus.
Well, that's all for this week. The Sleepy King and Terminal 5 are coming up next. Keep it locked to CKUT.
What's another song right in that same vein?
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Thank you.